And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, live for the post-second debate town hall. And it was obvious to anybody that watched that Trump was on full attack and justifiably, considering the garbage that they pulled up from an 11-year-old unscripted backroom tape, we call a, if you want to call it, locker room tape. And he was totally repentant. This man has never assaulted any women. In contrast, Bill Clinton is a serial rapist, at least 28 women or more, had to make a settlement, lost his practice of law. As a result, was one of the few presidents impeached. And his wife was totally participant in harassing and scaring literally out of the country a number of women who had to leave the country. In fact, I interviewed one lady a few months ago who actually was here on the program, who was directly in a relationship with Bill and Hillary, and of course they're cocaine addicts on top of everything else. But these are criminals, like the Bonnie and Clyde of modern politics. And last night, Trump went totally dragon slayer. And I saw some of the pictures after the so-called debate. I think if Hillary pulls up any more garbage that Trump is unfit, he did three women who were abused by Bill Clinton, and a fourth, which was abused by Hillary, this 12-year-old girl who was raped, lost her ability to reproduce, went into a coma for 5 days, and she laughed about the fact that she no longer trusted the technology for determining somebody's telling the truth or not. So this is an obscene person. There's no way she'd be anywhere near the White House. In fact, one of the high points, I feel, in the debate was that Trump said, well, I don't know if I'm going to say it. Yes, I will say it. That if I become the president, I will appoint a special counsel as the new attorney general to look into the things that you've been involved with, which means you're going to jail if I get the presidency. And again, you can damn well guarantee that's going to happen. Because he said if anybody else had done a fifth of what you did, they'd be in jail now. So I think when I saw the silly and blank smirk on the face of Hillary, she thinks that she's above the law. She is totally obscene, hates the American public. It's obvious. She even calls a lot of her own supporters from Bernie Sanders losers and irredeemables and a basket of deplorables. It's just obscene that this person thinks that they have any right whatsoever to literally be our servant leader to lead the nation into a brighter future. So kudos, Trump. You did a fantastic job. I was very pleased. I think that the third debate with Chris Wallace will cap it off. I'm sure that there'll be much more WikiLeaks releases of information. John Podesta was foolish and ridiculous. They wouldn't deny the fact that these were real, but they were trying to spin it, saying it was Russian hacks and also the foolishness, which is not true at all. Nothing to corroborate or prove that. The fact is that Hillary wouldn't release it when she was in the primaries with Bernie Sanders because he would be the candidate otherwise. Because she's a total liar, that she supports the TPP as a gold standard for trade, that she supports open borders, and she even said still that she's going to bring 550% more unvetted Muslims from the third world. Now, by Trump's attitude is, I don't care if they're Muslim, as long as they're vetted and they're safe to come in and they believe in the U.S. Constitution and they love our way of life, and they're not going to bring in Sharia law and foster or even be silent when terrorism's occurring in their particular mosque. And they're going to whistleblow on bad things so that they can become true citizens of America and protect the rest of us from terrorism from their fellow American citizens, whether they're Muslim or not. That's Trump's stand. It's not anti-Muslim. It's anti-Islamic extremism so that there's some form of reformation within the Islamic church, just like there was in the Middle Ages where the so-called Catholic Church killed millions of Albigensians and others. There was a Reformation, Protestant Reformation, and in fact, it was interesting that the Muslim invasion cut short the slaughter of Protestants by the Catholic Church, and that's a well-known fact. We talked about that with Jonathan Gray. So what we're dealing with now is, I think that the first debate, I think that the first half hour, Trump won, but the rest of it, Hillary won because she kept him off his guard, and he was on the defensive. This time, he was on the full attack offensive. And the look on, if you go to drudge.com, the look on the face of Bill Clinton and the look of the women that he abused and the fourth one that was abused by Hillary in a very obscene defense that she did laughing at the fact that this woman was destroyed at age 12 and says that she was trying to literally encourage rape is so obscene that, you know, this is not a person you want in the White House, and neither is her husband. He doesn't even belong there at all. By the way, also this character, Ryan, who's also, in a sense, in the left field of the Republican Party, supporting TPP and other things, he needs to go too. And I'm guarantee you that once Trump gets in there, you're going to have a new Speaker of the House, you're going to have much more collaboration. The Republicans would be wise to actually swing back behind him rather than trying to play games with the loser hosts in the Senate, although it's very probable that Trump is going to have a solid enough support, he's going to end up becoming president. So wouldn't that be awful if you had a Congress and Senate that was, because of their backstabbing, ended up losing their own seats, and the President Trump got in as a president. But that's on that scene. Now, the other scene that's going on, Trump challenged Clinton to spend her own money on the campaign, which he hasn't. He put in over $100 million, so he's not beholden to any particular interests, which he is. Right now what's going on in terms of the Middle East is that missiles are fired at American warships off of Yemen. The Gorbachev is warning of a dangerous point as U.S.-Russian ties sour, and Moscow saying actions threaten national security. And there's a nuke plant that's disrupted by a cyber attack. So what we're seeing right now is that relations in the Middle East are falling apart. We're taking a war stance, including still stupid policy on the part of Hillary Clinton, supporting the idea of a no-fly zone, which would mean immediate nuclear war with Russia, because Russia will nuke our bases in the Middle East, will put to the bottom of the Mediterranean and Black Sea our fleet, will start hitting America and the North American continent with EMP weapons, will hit our nuclear bases, which are our military bases, which we cannot defend because we don't have an adequate space shield. I know that intimately because I had presidential level clearance to take care of the people working on it. And the parts that could have been much more effective, they were underfunded. So especially under the Obama administration, but also the George Bush didn't put enough money on either, but was certainly better than Obama. What I think will happen is if the Republicans don't get their act together and get behind Trump, they're going to be finding they're going to lose their seats because Trump's coming in. He's a movement. The people like me are absolutely furious that Hillary is even allowed to campaign. We're furious that anybody even suggests that they want to vote for Hillary. To me, and I say this face-to-face, whether it's relatives, friends, or others, if you think supporting Hillary is okay, I think it's basically you're an evildoer. You are even in some ways more vile even than Hillary Clinton because you have enough sense to know good right from wrong, yet you support her in the face of all the evidence that shows just how evil she is. So I'm not giving any quarter to people who think it's okay to vote for Hillary. This is a divide that they either have to switch and support change, which is going to clean up Washington, D.C., and face the open borders and face the TPP and face all the things that Hillary's going to lie about, because immediately after, if she did get the office through stealth or theft or whatever, she thinks to continually attack Trump and saying he doesn't have the character. This is an obscene, chimeric monster, because you know that she's definitely not just a normal person. She's a person of clay and iron, as I mentioned before, and many other shows. So Hillary Clinton is out as far as I'm concerned. That last meeting should have been a warning to her with the before the debate, if you want to call it, meeting and recording of those women that were abused by Bill and Hillary Clinton. Three by Bill and then later harassed by Hillary, and the fourth a subject of a lawsuit that was dropped because for a rapist who had put her in coma and made this young woman sterile, traumatized her for life, and she directly blames Hillary Clinton for what she did. So if you look at that, if you look at the latest Drudge poll is pretty dramatic, and I believe it's like 2-1 or 3-1 votes for Trump as winner of the poll. The latest numbers I have here are 69.28%. for Trump and only 30.72%, so it's more than double the number of votes for Trump. Total votes is almost 1,957,990, so I'm pretty sure that's statistically positive. Now, on another front, We're working hard to get the final arrangements made at our West Coast clinic that can do testing and also treatment. The Living Longer Medical Resort. We have a well baby program and a detox, a regeneration program. We also have additional technology there, including extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy for heart failure. We have infrared light and pulse magnetic field therapy, detox and IV chelation, et cetera, lots of other treatments. And we will have QRMA and shortly metapathy Hunter function, which I will be able to actually do a remote analysis. Also, we have the East Coast Clinic is fully operational now for testing. No treatment, but it's mobile. And that's under Jim Gersey, who Jim will be here for the top of the next hour. And what we have is we can do a QRMA and metapathy, and when you fill in your history form, I can then direct specific conventional and advanced functional medicine testing through directlabs.com and other services that allow us to get corroborative evidence after the quantum testing. And I can recommend specific imaging and other tests with your doctors to make sure that the proper evaluation is done of every health condition you have. So where I see things going is our healthcare system is going to get fixed. I mean, first step that Trump's going to do is make insurance be competitive so people can get it. He will have a way of protecting people from pre-existing conditions, the poor who can't afford insurance and others. But you've got to control the costs. And what they did with Obamacare is make it a light item that would cost so much it would completely bankrupt the country because of the system of malpractice and many other built-in costs, like the cost of drugs are two or three times as much as adjacent countries like Canada because they have cost controls. One of the problems with the cost controls here in America, there aren't any. The same drugs made in the same pill machines in Michigan can cost two to three times what they are in Canada, even though they're made in the same machine and just have different printed information in French and English instead of Hispanic and English, like in America. What I see happening is Trump will fix basically everything, infrastructure, health care, the borders, the international relations with America, its military force. He'll take care of the veterans. Every single issue has a point-by-point plan that will work. Hillary's plan is to raise taxes, open the borders, be a globalist, hand over to her global buddies who are giving lots of money, even more power to run America as their piggy bank. She's obscene and nasty. She'll do nothing for the blacks and Hispanics in the inner city. She'll do nothing to stop the crime. She'll say that she's going to do a whole lot of things which she's never accomplished in the past. This is more political talk by basically a Democrat who's never done anything for the black and Hispanic people. So what I see happening is this second debate was probably the beginning of the end for Hillary. Any more counterattacks are released, what we call potty mouth information or audio on Donald Trump will result in a counterattack that will be devastating. I think you'll see more video material from these women who were abused by Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. You're going to see the counterattacks by Trump are going to go nuclear, as if last night was the first start of what I call the nuclear war. And if Bill and Hillary underestimated Trump, they shouldn't anymore because he's going to take them down. And when he becomes president, he's going to put them in prison. These people belong in prison, Bill and Hillary Clinton and a lot of their affiliates. Many of the people inside even the FBI are totally enraged and furious that their so-called director let Hillary off. The obscene director of the Department of Justice, they're meeting with Bill Clinton and then dropping charges over his wife within days, is another example of how the Clintons have basically polluted and destroyed the office of the Attorney General, the FBI, and the State Department. So that kind of corruption has torn down the inside of the American Republic and made one law for the, quote, the royalty, which the Clintons consider themselves to be royals and above the law. And that's not going to happen. And on the left side of the drudge, you'll see a kind of mocked-up New York Post that says, Trump, if I win, I'll lock her up. Jail to the chief. Town brawl gets vicious. Well, You haven't seen Vicious Slett if she continues her onslaught of personal attacks and attack ads against Trump. You have not seen the end of Vicious. It's going to get, mudslinging is going to come out of what I call a plasma cannon against Hillary and Bill. And the WikiLeaks releases, which have started, apparently Julian Assange's much more, will result ultimately in indictments. It might be after the election. But she's going to be wearing orange next year. She won't be wearing red or some other type of colored pantsuit. She'll be wearing orange. And that needs to happen. It doesn't matter if you're the head of the military or a politician or even a president in our republic. If you do a crime like that, you need to face the music. And Bill Clinton never really faced the music fully like he should have. He should have gone to prison. You know, Trump presents and Clinton accuses. Well, she said, you said this bad thing and that bad thing, but what about all the evil things she's done that resulted in death, destruction, bad policies, the destruction of the Middle East? And her cackle when she saw the death of Muammar Gaddafi, and now she's saying she's going to go after Baghdadi. Baghdadi is a totally manufactured entity. We've talked about this on the show. The actual name al-Baghdadi was a canonized Christian saint several hundred years ago. This person was in an Iraqi prison, was an Israeli actor. We actually have his name even in Israel. And he is supposedly the proxy head of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. This is totally managed. I've talked to actual anesthesiologists who have taken care of ISIS fighters in Israeli hospitals. They're basically injured. And that's what we do. America and Israel have totally collaborated along with training them in a town near Amman, Jordan, back in 2011. And even Bill, John McCain has actually posed with these so-called ISIS fighters. So this isn't going to be tolerated. When Putin puts out the warning of do not interfere with us during the final clean out of in Aleppo of ISIS, he means it. He's not saying we're going to tolerate you trying to put up a no-fly zone. As Hillary said, she wants to put a no-fly zone up. That's not going to help the people of Aleppo. The best thing to do is get out of the way so they can finish the job off and get rid of these fighters. Then the civilian population can have safe zones to rebuild their nation that we're trying to do, building, and take down the duly elected leader, Bashar al-Assad, who had 86%+ of the vote from his people. So we simply have terrorist organizations brought in there as a proxy, just the same way as Poroshenko was attacking the people in Crimea. And the Russians stepped in for the 96% Russian population there. If the West, who has been trying to see if they can take over Ukraine, even do oil and gas exploration, Joe Biden's son was even one of the oil explorer technologists and business people working on trying to do oil exploration in eastern Ukraine, that game's over. Putin is not a dictator, but he is going to reemerge the power of the sphere of influence of the surrounding nations, even if they don't resurrect the Soviet Union. And we have no business putting NATO into these countries which are directly adjacent to Russia. No business whatsoever. Putting anti-nuclear missile systems along the Polish-Russian border is directly a provocation that could trigger off World War III. And the Russians are basically the only nation that has a nuclear weapons and other technology to take us on and take us down completely and destroy us. So extremely unwise behavior and extremely bad judgment on the part of both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. This is not going to stand. So I'm praying fervently that this witch, this dragon, this monster, it does not get anywhere near the White House, but maybe if there's a prison near the White House, but she gets her dual time for the rest of her days in prison along with her husband. And I want to see all the other members, guilty members within both the Republican Party that sided with her, all of the guilty inside the government, the Department of Injustice, the FBI, senior management, Mr. Comey, and others, they get their due time in jail, too, after they get a proper trial. We'll be back in a moment. If you have questions, post a debate, do call in 800-313-9443. Tell our Border Op Dan exactly what your statement or question is.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Some other issues. We also have, of course, Jim won't be able to make it today. He had some personal issues that were, making that impossible. Hillary Clinton, I want to make a listen of her $1 trillion tax hikes. Hillary's tax hikes on the American people will be over $1 trillion over the next 10 years based on her campaign own numbers. Payroll tax, Hillary said she would not veto a payroll tax increase on all Americans. Should such a bill be on her desk, that means everybody's going to get hit with more taxes. The Democrats have introduced a plan that Senator Sanders supports that we would come out against because it was funded by a payroll tax. If it were to reach your desk as president, would you veto it in order to make good on your tax pledge? Hillary said no, no. Soda state tax. Hillary endorsed a steep no soda pop tax in Philadelphia. The cost per purchases an extra $2.16 per 12-pack. Frankly, I'm surprised that Hillary Clinton would support this regressive tax after pledging not to raise taxes on anyone making less than $250,000. Sanders also said the mechanism here is fairly regressive, and that is it will be increasing taxes on low-income and working people. 25% national gun tax. Hillary endorsed a new national 25% retail sales tax on guns. I'm all for that, she told the Senate in 1993. So doubling a federal excise tax on guns. Also endorsed a doubling of the existing federal excise tax on guns, 65% death tax. Hillary's now pushing a 65% death tax, and her own finances are arranged to shield herself from death taxes, which means if you die, you can only leave a third of what you have to your own children. The rest goes to the federal government. Capital gains tax. Hillary's proposed that the most complex and Byzantine capital gains tax regime in American history, with 10 different taxes, she raises the top capital gains tax from 23.8 to 43.4. No corporate income tax rate relief for anyone. Hillary offers no income tax reduction for any business. USA has the highest corporate income tax in the world, which kills jobs and makes the U.S. less competitive. Even Bill Clinton understands the need to cut the corporate tax. No personal income tax relief for anyone. Offers no income tax relief. Carbon tax. Hillary's campaign has opened the door to a carbon tax if she wins the White House. Democratic Senator leader Chuck Schumer is also fantasizing about a carbon tax under Hillary, and a carbon tax is part of the official 2016 Democratic Party platform. I mean, this is pretty darn scary. I mean, if you understand, if Hillary gets in, it's the end of America. It's the combination of demonic, possessed, globalist, maniac, idiocy combined with extremely bad judgment and the determination to deconstruct America, which Obama's done, and Hillary would do even worse. So that's the hell to beast. If you aren't enraged, if you aren't absolutely biting and fighting mad, there's something wrong. And if you confront anybody who suggests that they're going to vote for Hillary, they need to get a firestorm of analysis and toe-to-toe speech to set them right. Don't tolerate even a minuscule molecule of anybody saying that they can have justification for supporting Hillary Clinton in any sphere at all. There isn't any. And anybody who suggests they are, they should get a firestorm of comments right face-to-face, mouth-to-mouth, whether it's a relative or colleague. They need to know that this is not acceptable. This is not American. This is not reasonable. This is not human. This is evil. There's no other word around it. So, also, by the way, that Trudge has got a collection of Hillary herself, potty mouth, his problems. You know, Donald Trump's not the only one who's had, as being the media person, potty mouth. So you've got to want to check it out. In fact, the Secret Service has said she's got the most vile mouth you can imagine. Well, even in the White House with Bill Clinton. So if you think Hillary Clinton is a saint, how about she's a devil and a monster with the personality of a viper snake with two heads? So, no. Even if she steals it, she'll never be my president or the president of a lot of decent Americans. She's out, and she needs to be pushed out and needs to shut down her campaign now after that disastrous attack on Trump and release of that 11-year-old tape.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We have other members of the globalist arena, including this pope, this monster. A new cardinal picks Pope Francis, sidelines conservatives and promotes progressives. Even the, many of them under age 80, so they're going to be deciding the next pope. We also have, of course, a review of Donald Trump's all-out attack on the Clintons for their sexual past. As he says, Bill abused women and Hillary attacked these women viciously. Former Mary Rudy Giuliani described the night as a home run for Trump in the spin room. Clinton opened saying that she is concerned that some of the things being said and done in the campaign. Really? Well, she started it first. And believe me, when you mess around with Donald Trump, you're going to get counterpunched by a pro. Anderson Cooper tried to pull a lot of stunts off with 3-on-1, and so did the ABC interviewer. Or debater, and Donald wouldn't stand for it. He said, "Are you going to give me time to respond to this?" Republican also accused the moderators of being biased against him, saying it was a 3-on-1. Before the debate, Trump had a press conference with women who had been accused by Bill Clinton of rape, and also the one girl who was age 12, with her, the rapist who actually destroyed her sexual ability to reproduce and put her in a coma for 5 days. Hillary Clinton laughed at this girl, saying that she was actually inviting being raped. So I think that you're going to see the campaign, if Hillary and Bill have any sense at all, they're going to stop on the personal issues, and they're going to, if they start dealing with real issues and her, quote, legacy of what she's done in Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, all the Middle Eastern things dealing with Libya and the death of Muammar Gaddafi, regime change and then leaving the place in a vacuum for ISIS, and by the way, also supporting ISIS. Trump needs to start coming up with the facts that ISIS is supported by America directly and start quoting some of these international sources. Even in the campaigns now for Hillary Clinton, over and over again, when proxy Bill Clinton is there, there's protesters taunting him that at the Milwaukee rally that he's a serial rapist. So, Never Hillary is really starting to catch on now. And if you look at supporters mob the Trump Tower, this is yesterday before the debate, supporting him because there were a lot of Republicans, including pulling from the campaign, including Jason Chaffetz, who needs to get a reality check, and Paul Ryan, these other idiots. Again, they'll be remembered, and hopefully they'll be just a check mark in the history books, because we don't want these kind of Republicans leading our country. We want them out. We want a house cleaning, not just of Democrats, but we call backboneless Republicans that won't do the changes we want to our country to fix it. The other thing is the ICE officials tell Trump illegals are being allowed to vote. That's why they won't deport them. So ICE, which is our border guards, are actually not only endorsing Trump, but they know that the criminal element within the Obama and the Clinton administrations, going back for years and continuing now under John Kerry, are actually purposely allowing these illegals to be here so they can vote. And nothing surprises me. And she also, by the way, supports this climate change foolishness, this false science, and wants to have carbon credits. This will destroy the second and third world. It'll destroy their economy, and it'll actually it'll destroy it too. The other thing is, we have guys like Elon Musk thinking that that we live in a matrix. How about our spiritual reality at a higher level creates a physical universe we live in, because the souls and the spirits of those who lived on Earth, the human race, and those of sentient intelligence actually create the nature of reality, because we are the offspring of the Most High God, and what we can conceive in our imagination is reality, but we actually have a role to create our own blessings and judgment, and that's coming. UN makes a power play against Trump. Believe it or not, they actually were putting out messages to try to stop the by ratifying an international climate deal earlier than expected, effectively preventing it from canceling the deal. By the way, it's not confirmed by the United States government, so it's basically, again, Obama trying to do a climate deal without confirmation through the proper channels. That's just not going to happen. And that's, by the way, it was supposed to be confirmed, I think, by next month, in November, long before January, when Trump becomes the president and Hillary Clinton is getting a special prosecutor on her way to jail in 2017. Illegal voters are uncovered in Philadelphia, are the tip of the iceberg. This is from PolyZet.com and the LiveZet.com. And at least 86 non-citizens have been registered voters in Philadelphia since 2013, almost half 40 even voted in at least one recent election, according to a legal group. So this is not those boxes of phony ballots that were proven to be incorrect down in Ohio. This is a real situation. The storm last week, of course, should have been diverted away from the United States. We talked about this on the weekend. I did about over an hour analysis with Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute. That video is up on YouTube. It's also over on Vimeo. There's a direct link from the show for Friday for both that talk and the talk with Ann Morrison on Twiland.info, dealing with everything from nuclear reactor safety to climate change to terrorism, etc. And, of course, the current political status with Russia. Russia tells the citizens nuclear war with the West could happen soon. That's a very real concern. We have, of course, the it talks about the situation in terms of what's going on in terms of the populations around the world and the climate change. When we talked to Paul Power, it was very interesting. We discussed the idea of how we can have him come down to places like here in California. I'm going to personally contract with him to come down and look at my radar data, and that from the U.S. from the local Vista Irrigation District, and the people over in Encinitas have been trying to get primary water for almost 15 years. We are going to start setting up a plan to do primary water investigations here in California and set up reservoir systems where we'll obtain primary water from deep in the earth. There's many places in the world where primary water is actually part of the water system, like Lake Victoria in Africa, where a great deal of the lake itself comes from primary water deep in the earth. The Nile River itself, a lot of the water from Ethiopia is primary water. Many other rivers, including the Danube in Europe, there's good evidence that the primary water is the source of a lot of the water in the Danube. We need to understand that if we can tap into primary water, the drought situation in the Middle East, North Africa, and here in Western United States will cease. We can also recharge the aquifers. We need to realize resource management is one of the things that will prevent war. When we see Putin and Obama staring at each other in a tense handshake at the G20 meeting, and the recent moves for America to try to dominate the world, this is a kind of economic and war footing that gets our American population destroyed because there are no bomb shelters. There's no Department of Defense. There's just an Department of Offense. So that's a very grave situation that we're not approaching properly, and we're just asking for trouble. What I see happening is America is led by a bunch of fools, and again, here's the latest report I have read from Donald Trump. Last night was a win for America. It was a win for the forgotten men and women of our country. It was a win for the silent majority who band together to take our country back on November 8th. It's up to us to ensure that we win in the landslide just 29 days from now. And, of course, I support them financially. Trump has put his own money, over $100 million, in. He's not accepted any donations from any specific groups. Hillary's just totally sold out to all of these different groups, including these people. She's got millions of dollars. Imagine somebody leaving office, basically, and making hundreds of millions of dollars just by doing speeches and pay for play in the State Department. It's just disgusting. So the fact that Hillary was even able to run, to me, is an obscenity that should never be allowed in the future. Anybody with these criteria should never even be allowed to run for public office, Congress, Senate, or the presidency, and never should have any senior position in any of our departments in the government either. That vetting should mean that they'd be eliminated from being in that position ever again. when I see the situation in health care, what Trump is going to do is make certain the cost of health care are reasonable. There's no death panels. He'll also make sure he takes care of the poor by giving affordable insurance. He'll make sure there's no pre-existing conditions. So when Hillary says she wants to maintain the parts of the plan that are good, there's nothing good about Obamacare, and it can be reproduced in a new plan that's better and doesn't drive the cost so high that it makes it unattainable. They're certainly not going to counteract the 86% of people that can't afford the co-pays and the deductibles or the insurance itself, and not all the businesses that are pushing employees into part-time because they can't afford the cost of a health care plan with the way that it's currently set up. And many of the insurance carriers are even pulling out of Obamacare. So in some jurisdictions and states, there's only one provider, which means they have a monopoly and they can drive the cost through the ceiling. So, Rachel Wade, for example, talks about this with Trump's resilience in the second debate surprises even the most hardened political. So the second presidential debate, according to Clinton campaign in the open, the most members of the major media, was supposed to be a knockout punch that would deliver Hillary Clinton the presidency. Instead, it was another opportunity to prove all the naysayers wrong once again. The narrative was Donald Trump was wounded on his last legs from the 11-year tape. Many establishment Republicans, including John McCain and House Speaker Ryan, have abandoned Trump again, and they did it in the primaries, and were incredulously even calling for him to step down. And commenting on the topic during the talk show interviews is Josh Bernstein, spokesman for AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. So I may get Josh from AMAC. I've had AMAC representatives on before. This is a conservative organization, primarily for senior citizens, to make up a huge block, intelligent block, by the way, of the voting public here in America. And what's going on with the making sure that Medicare is still available to Americans who paid into it is really, really obscene, considering that we have people that are getting benefits that are non-citizens, and we have veterans that are not getting care. It's just disgusting. It's not acceptable, and it's not going to happen anymore. And people like me will use every bit of power, financial power, spiritual prayer, and media support to make sure that people like Trump get at the top of our tickets, not only in our presidency, but in our state and Senate and in our local politicians, so that we can clean up this mess. America is without a doubt the most corrupt country in probably modern and maybe all history. It's just really indescribable, considering that their cost of health care is through the ceiling and our quality of health care is one of the poorest in the world. You know, yes, you have some top specialists, but it costs so much money. You have to mortgage your home. And the leading cause of bankruptcy in America now is, believe it or not, health. So, you know, 90% of bankruptcy in America are caused by a massive health problem requiring people to literally hand over their home or do a reverse mortgage, which basically means they can live in the home, but they don't actually have any rights anymore to own that property or to withdraw money for themselves for anything else like a vacation or investment. What I also want to talk about is what's happening in terms of our latest developments in nutriments. Our NutriSilver should be arriving this week. It is a new technology that's alkalinized, hydrogenated angstrom minerals that are now put in a special enzymatic form of liposomes. It's a very, very new technology. It means that it's going to be much more penetrating, even more powerful than the Silver 100 technology we had before. It's completely new. There's nothing like it in the world. And we're also going to be launching some other new technologies as well in the next few months, including epigenetic therapies. Our East-West metapathia clinics are available now, one in New York City and one in Northern California, so you can get testing done. If you yourself have got a QRMA machine, you can do testing there as well. You just need to make sure that when people go to purchase a testing, they need to first contact me for a consultation. You need to purchase one unit of consultation because I charge for the analysis of the report, the analysis of your functional medicine history. It does take quite a bit of time, and that analysis and report will be sent back to the individual. For people who have a machine for their family, without doing a full consult, just to analyze the QRMA, there's no charge for you and your first-degree relatives, your mom and dad, your kids, and so on. Now, if you're doing tests for all kinds of distant relatives or people on the street, they have to purchase a consultation first. And that is a strict rule. I will not analyze people that try to obtain technology or QRMA from other places. The only one is the original, which I have obtained from Dr. Zhu in China. And I will only analyze the data from my machine. So that's just the way it is. Consultations, by the way, by email are all free if they're straightforward. For example, I had a young man who has significant behavioral and psychological problems. His initial protocol is free. Because of the nature of how complex this problem is, I'm going to recommend that he gets a organic acid analysis through directlabs.com through Genova Labs in Atlanta. He'll be sending that to me. I will also be giving him recommendations for other types of testing, such as what's called a quantitative EEG analysis by Lexicor. There's PhD psychologists all across the country that are certified to do quantitative electroencephalography. We may also be doing some other testing, including Prometheus analysis after 23andMe to look for gene SNPs tied to the behavioral problems. And the organic acids is definitely the first step, because I'll be able to look at the metabolites and tell what's likely going on to cause the behavioral issues. We may also look for heavy metals to make sure there's no heavy metals or other abnormalities, and set up a specific program. So that protocol for his behavioral problem, which, many people who have attention deficit disorder and oppositional behavior defiant disorder have higher IQs, but they don't succeed because they can't socially interact correctly, and they have extreme moods or violent versus outbursts that can be a factor. So we'll be dealing with those kind of things in this young gentleman. And I will then coordinate if he needs to go to specific types of clinics. I used to have special types of therapy such as bilateral brain exercise therapy with Lexicor home machine. They can be attached to your computer. We'll be doing other things like recommending mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, perhaps also peptides, which I do a custom peptide program. Do not try to obtain peptides elsewhere. I have the right source, and I know which ones to use for different conditions like behavioral disorders, MS, blindness, acute macular degeneration, renal failure, peripheral neuropathy, etc. And also I know which clinics can do the proper stem cell therapies, whether they're in America or outside. Most of them that are doing the proper treatments are outside the United States, as the FDA interferes with PARPA stem cell therapies that multiply stem cells in labs or create stem cell lines, like even companies like Stemmedica in San Diego. Their closest clinic is in Santa Clarita, Tijuana, Mexico, just south of the border, and the other clinic is in Astana, Kazakhstan. So if you want to get the right therapy, you need to have a proper, you know, we call networking referral in order to get the proper testing done. The other thing you'll notice is that we're doing specials now with some of our other new affiliates that we haven't talked about before. We'll be bringing back on the Turtle Tough Shelters guy who's an expert on preparedness. We have our active links up for the Ready Store and for 23andMe for testing. We have new technology from the MicroPulse we'll be discussing in the next few weeks. And my favorite for long-term food storage, Mylar bag system with the greatest long-term lowest oxygen concentration is PrepareWise Foods. We'll be back in a moment. Stay right there.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And welcome back. I want to go over some of the new changes to our websites and so on. We notify people when we're going to do a live stream video. I did two over the weekend. The long, over an hour interview with Ed Morrison from Twiland. There's a recap and expansion on the show on Friday. We also did an interview with Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute in Eureka, California, probably the most knowledgeable man on earth for the water that supplies the oases across North Africa and the Middle East. He's drilled in, I think, 50 or 60 countries over the last half century. He will be coming down here to Southern California. I'll be contracting him to look at our radar data that I did last year, looking at our sources. Also contacting the Vista Irrigation District and the people in Encinitas. We want to use it as an example of how you and your communities can get primary water to recharge the aquifers, to prevent foolishness from happening. By the way, we need to stop doing chemical hydrofracking and can use microwave fracking in order to extract the oil and gas. We don't want to put chemicals down there which are destroying the environment. And they're also not recharging the aquifers. And we certainly don't want to use fracked water to supply water for vegetables like they've been doing in some areas in the valley here in California, which is the breadbasket of the nation. I want to go over some of the Nutramedical Associates. If you go to the top part, it gives you a direct link to our Nutramedical Supplements. The next is an email contact for requesting a free email consultation to get you started with your program and for modifications to your program. We have the CareParts Gold Business System there, and of course, Nutramedical 7 is our CareParts. We have the link directly to our focus group discussions, which is over at the Deagle Network. Michelle's managing that. We have 10% off for a water system, for our pure water systems. We'll be talking in hour two with Bob Vineyard regarding our water systems, which is the best water filtration on the planet. It's very important that if you're drinking clean water, if you want to be healthy, if you're trying to detox, if you're trying to maintain your health, and if you use the code NutraMed, you save 10%. We have a direct link over to Clay and Iron, which is our alternative website that discusses above government technology, all the other news items in every other sphere, including geopolitical, religious, science, history, global issues from open sources, and there's also a news blog, DVDs, ebooks, etc., and other affiliated ministries, including BeforeUs.com, Jonathan Gray. We have Jurisdictionary, and periodically we have Dr. Fred Graves regarding the How to Win in Court program. That course, online course, is $250. You can actually become an affiliate as well. We strongly recommend that if you want to take action in America or want to be a proper legal consumer, you take the Jurisdictionary course. You can literally finish it in a weekend. And then, of course, you get updates and emails every week that are quite amazing. We have some to see, 1.3 atmosphere. Hyperbaric chambers, we sell an ozone concentrator to go with that. They will also give you oxygen concentrators if necessary. They have the only vertical dive and vertical grand dives. We have PPRDI, Peak Performance Research and Institute, providing mobile functional medicine testing with the QRMA, Bioplasm, and Metapathia with Hunter. And they have a nice little video that I post up, the video links there to exactly what the testing is about. It's mobile and it's for the Greater New York City area. So if you contact Jim, Jim will be in on the top of the hour in a few minutes, and we'll be discussing with Jim how his service is coming along. Similarly, we are about to launch the facility in Northern California, Palm Desert facility, 10 minutes from the Palm Desert Airport. We'll be back in a moment.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.